right, little cow.
It's kind of one of those things. It's like the duck. You know, you see a duck in the water, right? The duck looks like it's cool, but the duck's freaking working hard under the water. Wow, working hard. That's how our place is. We look cool, but we're working hard.
We are here with a podcast that I've been wanting to do for a while. It kind of slipped through the cracks like a year ago. My man, Justin. Justin, I just want you to have the floor for a second. I want you to give your intro on life, because you've got a bunch of different things going on.
Yeah, I do.
What is going on? Tell the people about who you are.
Okay, yeah. Well, first of all, thank you all for having me. It's really, really cool. I like being able to tell my story. First and foremost, I'm a veteran. I joined the Army in 2003, right after 9/11. 9/11 happened, and that pissed me off. And I went right into the recruiter's office and said, I want to jump out of planes and shoot fucking guns. Just like that. I was the easiest recruit. It signed it out of line. It was as easy as it could get. And I served in the 101st. I was a rocket-on for the airborne infantry. I deployed two times. Went to Iraq, Baghdad both times. The first one, Baghdad, 2005 to 2006. That was a dirty war. We had to get our hands really, really dirty on that one. We lost a lot of people. That was a real big time war and really impactful in my life. Then I came home, had a year back, and then I went right back to Baghdad for a second tour. And that one was a 15-month tour. Also, it was a little fun, I'd say. And then when I came back after the second tour, I got recruiting orders, went to Phoenix, Arizona, and I was a recruiter. So a little bit about me, Justin Bowflex Bohannon. I'm a veteran. I started a veterans nonprofit, Make a Vet Sweat. I'm the executive director of it. What Make a Vet Sweat is, we raise money and we fund gym memberships for veterans and their spouses to work out and beat PTSD using fitness. So understanding that fitness and mental health go together and is very, very good couple. We're just trying to bring that to veterans and keep them active outside of the military to include their spouses. Outside of Make a Vet Sweat, because I do a lot of things, like you said, T. I know a lot of things.
He's a busy man. I'm a
busy man. I try to stay busy. So outside of that, I'm also a online personal trainer. So I started my own online training business. Between competitors and regular fitness, that's how I pay my funds, because Make a Vet Sweat is an all volunteer. I do not get paid for Make a Vet Sweat, no matter how much money we've raised. And the last thing that I can say, I spend a lot of my time doing. I am the regional chairman for the International Federal Bodybuilding IFBB, the Amateur IFBB International. So competitors compete at my bodybuilding competitions, and they compete all around the world through my bodybuilding competitions. Bodybuilding is getting into the Olympics, and so I'm becoming a pathway into the bodybuilding Olympics. So that's how I spend all my time. So again, I'm glad to be here.
Hell yeah!
Yeah.
Did you go to the Olympics?
Yeah. So this year, actually, this weekend in Peru, they're having the Pan America Games, which is the Olympic trials where all the countries send their athletes in all the different sports. And bodybuilding has two events. They have classic bodybuilding, and they have women's bikini, both in the Olympic trials for the first time ever.
That's crazy.
And I'm glad to be a part of that federation and, you know, help athletes do some big things for our country. You know?
I know you're working on it for a while, and I know it's super tough. Did you end up getting your pro card?
I did. I didn't even say that part. I am an IFBB Elite Pro. I'm a professional international bodybuilder for Classic Physique. I won the Mr. America contest also in Lima, Peru, April 15th. And, yeah, man, yeah, it's been pretty cool.
That was just this April?
Yeah, it was just about 2 months ago. Yeah, dude, so I've gained about 35 pounds since then, and it feels great.
Just living life.
Living life, dude. Pie every morning, dude.
So I think most people would be interested with Make a Vet Sweat.
Yeah.
You have the Mavs Classic, which is your bodybuilding competition hosted in Austin, Texas.
Yep.
Once a year.
Yep.
talk to me about like how, because I was with you when you first started Make a Vet Sweat, and now it's really, talk to me about where, what it's grown to, what it's doing nowadays. I feel like it's just, it's got such a catchy name that I never, it just feels so like it's right in so many places.
Yeah, you know, I can really say that I've been blessed to be able to help people in such a way, right? Like,
you just went on that one show.
Yeah, we just got on Returning the Favor with Mike Rowe, which was epic. And where we're going now, this is really going to be interesting because we fund gym memberships, and Mike Rowe paid for an app for us to get created. And it's not fully developed yet. Like, you know, it has some things, some tweaks that still need to get built on it. But when it gets done, I think it can be very powerful. What the app allows us to do is connect with the gyms, connect with the veteran and my administration to get the veteran into the gym. But looking forward to being able to build off the veteran portion to where veterans can connect socially as they are a part of a gym. Like if they're checking into a gym, another veteran can check in the same area, you know? So really trying to build on that social aspect of veterans and gyms. But, you know, to your original question, how you know, where did it all start? You know, me and you were at Orange Theory. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was cool because what we got from Orange Theory as being employees was Orange Theory had the ability to create a community amongst people just through working out. And in that community is people from all walks of lives. And it's probably one of the most supportive Orange Theory communities. Orange Theory has one of the best fitness communities, you know, along with CrossFit, along with boxing, and, you know, along with all of them, just those communities that they gather. You know, that's what all this was built off of was, man, if I can get veterans into this community of support,
they see every day.
Yeah, they're, you know, wake up every day and grind. Because in basic training, it's the same way. When you go to basic training, every day you wake up, you got to work out, and you see the person to the right and to the left, and that builds, you know, when you're going through these hard times together. And I just wanted to get veterans into that community. So to see it grow the way it's grown, I mean, we've went from helping, you know, 10 to 12 veterans our first year to 180 in 6 months this year in 2019. You know, we're in our fourth year, so it's just grown so much, and seeing people come out of it is amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Are you doing this at like a box gym setup, or is it kind of like the Camp Gladiator setup where you just get people together out, you know, somewhere and you're running through this program?
No, so what we do is we allow veterans to tell us where they want to go work out. That way, if a veteran's in Dallas or if a veteran's in Houston or if a veteran's, they can work out in the gym that's next to them. Because convenience is key. If the fitness center isn't convenient, they're not going to go. I mean, yeah, every excuse in the world, I got to knock as many of them out as I can.
And is Make a Vet Sweat the first of its kind? Are there any other programs like it?
No, you know, there were some other programs like it, and I studied those programs before I got started. A little business 101 for everybody, right? Before you get started into a business, take a look at what everybody else is doing. And what I noticed, what other nonprofits were doing, even programs through the VA, they would pay for a one-year gym membership at an Anytime Fitness or, you know, it was a standard gym. But you had to go to that Anytime Fitness, and it was for a full year, so there was no accountability. As a trainer, as a person who works out, I'm deep in the fitness industry. If you don't have accountability, you almost don't have anything. Get that right, Tyler.
Yes.
That's why Orange Theory is so effective.
Sign up those classes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Dude, Find those people.
You know, and so what I did was I only fund 90 days. So you only got 3 months to use this. I'm not giving you a full year. There's too many excuses in a full year. You know, you might go for a couple of weeks, but then you're going to stop going. Then you just wasted a full year's worth of money. You know what I mean?
No, I think that's a good idea.
So to me, I wanted to create urgency. If you weren't going, I can't help you no more.
looking to even bring that down to where it's 1 month, but you have to go during that 1 month in order to get the next couple of months, right? Like, you have to earn your
check-in, happens
check-in through my app. And that's and so that's when I'm looking to create that, to be able to get the social, but then also the check-in through the app. You hit the check-ins, we're going to keep paying for you, brother. You know, if you're going, you reward the people who are going. So that's the thought process.
Are you focusing on mainly like younger vets? Because I feel like in working at the VA, our population, it's a lot of the younger vets, they're coming out and they lose that sense of community. They've been overseas and they've been having people that they're working with, and they've lost some people overseas, and they get back here. And even the ones that are like 100% service connected, especially because they don't have to work anymore.
Yeah.
So especially like, what do they do now? So finding something to do, and they're told they're broken, they can't lift, they get, their back is destroyed. And then they're like, oh, what do I do? So how, like, are you marketing specifically to one genre or like one group of veterans, or is it like, how are you finding clientele?
So one thing I can say is finding clientele is not hard for us. We're always getting applications. Unfortunately, I turn down more applications than I want. We don't market to any specific group of veterans. All veterans get receive access. And what I found is, even though we do get a lot of younger veterans, we also get a lot of older veterans as well. World War, you know, older veterans, man, and they've been around and Desert Storm and those wars, and they still need help, you know. So not really focusing on any particular group, but what we do try to do, to stay on something that you said, was one thing that we do try to do is leave the door open to where if you don't know where you want to work out, well, we can, we'll help you. You have a bad knee? Well, you know, why don't we get you into boxing instead? You have a bad back? Well, why don't we talk about jiu-jitsu maybe? Because that's actually pretty good to work out your core and get all that going for you. You know, there's so many other fitness things out there other than deadlifts at a box gym. Yeah. It's not for everybody. So that's for the veteran and the spouse or whatever. They're, you know, the goal is to get them together, get that support together, and grow together.
Nice. So you're doing any kind of physical activity, basically. If they pitch it to you and it sounds good, that it's getting them active, you're game.
Absolutely. We've even paid for like a surf camp downtown Austin, where they have like the surf and I've never done it, but I know it's group fitness and it sounded pretty cool over summer. So. Let me help out wherever you need help. So,
have you tried to like work with the VA at all to see if they can like fund you in any way? Because they have a whole health like community, like a bunch of things in the pipeline now.
They do, and now they do, right? We kind of mentioned just a few minutes ago, we were talking about the veteran committed suicide at the Austin VA, April 11th. I remember that day. That was right before my mission in America, and I was like, this is why I got to go win. This is why I got to go kick everybody's ass, right? I've reached out to the VA, and I've reached out to them a few times, but they move really, really slow. I mean, you have to – they just move really, really slow. I went to a board meeting. You know, nothing ever happened. It was like 2 years ago. Okay. I'm hoping that now, since that incident and since the government had made more of a push to get more involved in local nonprofits who have more community involvement with veterans and more of an impact than I would say probably the VA does. Mm-hmm. The VA is great, but it's on a broader scale where I think we probably help in a different way on a more peer-to-peer way, which is a lot less than a peer-to-government thought process, right? Which is probably why a lot of veterans don't like to go there. So I'm glad that the government and the VA want to get more into the local nonprofits. I think that possibly – I would love to work more with the VA. Maybe it would just be great. More veterans, more help.
What about the hookups, man?
Yeah.
Let's make it happen, man.
That's. Do you know, by chance, there's a guy that works in Temple. He's a kinesiotherapist. He just opened like the Warrior Park at the Temple VA. I don't know if you heard about that. It's basically like this huge park, 24-hour access. Any veteran, any employee, you can come there, and they got like tires to flip, fucking monkey bars. It's just a big whole outdoor setup. And he pushed for this, raised all the money privately because, like you said, the VA was working a little slow. So he was getting donations, pulling it in, and then got it approved to like work with him. And I think he's an ex-bodybuilder. If he's not, he definitely could have been because this dude is massive. But he might be like a real good connection, especially in like the Central Texas VA system, because he he got that entire park built because it was like, these younger vets especially need somewhere to like go do these things that people are seeing, but don't have access to. And it's like, it's not, you have to get it medically approved by your doctor. It's like, here's this park. We got a KT that's kind of around if you got any questions. So that might be like, I can hook you up. I got his information. So.
Yeah, that'd be dope. Yeah. Yeah, that'd be dope. Yeah.
Can you talk? So I don't know if I just haven't watched like enough Dateline specials or not, but you hear about the PTSD and like the suicide rates and I know I remember 9/11 happened for me when I was in eighth grade, and one of my best friend's older brothers went over there, and I remember hearing he came back for the first time and he was like, people are committing suicide over there. No one's reporting it. Like they're just reporting it as casualties on the field. I don't know if that was bullshit or not, but I remember that was like the first time I heard about it. But and then over the years, it's kind of made its way to the headlines a little bit more. But I don't really feel like anybody would have a better pulse on it and to be able to talk about it better than you and like the stories and what's going on out there in general. Like, you know.
Yeah, well, first of all, you said it was your friend's older brother?
Yeah, it was probably in about 2004.
Yeah, he was spot on because that's suicide, I feel like, was a common theme in Iraq for all different reasons. I mean, you name the reason, and that's why people commit suicide. I mean, I recall people huffing aerosol cans. And you go into a room, and there's four or five boxes of aerosol cans, and the soldier's gone, you know? Hangings. It's crazy, man. And to be honest, that's the reason why I started my nonprofit. I did the numbers at the point in time. It was probably about 2014, maybe 2013. I did the numbers and I lost more of my friends here on American soil than I did in Iraq. And like I said, that first tour that was an easy tour.
It was easy.
That was not an easy tour. Yeah, that was a rough tour. Man.
Ship was hitting.
Ship was hitting the fan. And what I realized was everybody's going through the same. You know, I went through the same thing all these guys went through. They're, you know, killing themselves or you know, this is one. This one hit me the worst, man. Sergeant Mack, because it was one of my boys, and this is in Missouri, and he was drinking and driving midday. And got out of the car after he got pulled over. He drew his weapon on the cop. He shot towards the cop. The cop shot at him, hit his cell phone. Didn't kill him, but his cell phone. So then locked him up, took him to jail, and that night committed suicide that night. When I looked at that situation afterwards and I read the report and I'm like, what the fuck, Mac? You know, when you're thinking about that guy who went to Iraq with you two times, who's an awesome shot, a lot of things that go through is to me was he didn't want to kill the cop, but he was hoping that he himself got shot. He's got, drunk or not, I put a lot of money on him 100 meters away from anything, drunk or not. And to go to jail and immediately hang himself, that to me was a statement. It just continued to happen. So I recently read a stat that right now, the current stats are 20 veterans are committing suicide a day, which is down from 22. So that's a good thing.
Okay.
That's a good thing. This doesn't sound great at all, but I'll take a positive because progress is progress at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But one interesting stat was in the last, was over 25 years. There's been 107 veterans committing suicide at VA facilities. But over the last 12 months, it was 7 of them, and one of them were the ones here in Austin. So you're noticing a statement of a veteran in not only just committing suicide anywhere, but going to the VA facility to commit suicide.
So you think it's almost for like a larger purpose, like a symbolic type thing?
Absolutely. I absolutely do. I mean, I think, yeah. I don't know any other way I could look at that, to go there.
Yeah.
Shit. You know, so Yeah, man, PTSD is a real thing. Suicide is a real thing. The number of 20 a day, that's not by any means unrealistic. Like, that is a real situation. And in my opinion, if there's anything that you can do, you do it. If there's just anything you can do, then just do it. So I'm glad I was able to start Make a Vet Sweat. I didn't realize I can do something like that. I didn't know anything about nonprofits.
Yeah, right. I mean, yeah. You're so often you hear someone making, because Make a Vet Sweat's gotten, in what my opinion, pretty big.
Yeah. Right?
Our boss is actually about to walk into the door. He recently opened a gym. I said, oh, we're gonna interview my friend Justin. He said, oh, the Mohawk guy? Just a random, you know. So it's cool.
Now they're a preferred gym, right? Iron Vault.
And now they're a preferred gym, awesome, right? Awesome, Iron Vault gym.
Oh, they are, yes.
So it's just kind of interesting because, you know, you're not like, you didn't get an MBA from like Harvard or anything like that, right?
And
you just started grinding your fucking ass off.
That's it, man. Just
like, look at this website. Like,
yeah,
this thing looks great.
Yeah. Hey, with that being said, if you're not seeing this, go to makeavetsweat.org, O-R-G, and check it out.
Did you do all that yourself? Like, you get the apparel set up, you got all your swag, you got the
– So
you got a full team.
Let me let you all in on a secret.
I love secrets.
Let me let you all in on a secret. If you want to go fast, go by yourself.
Yeah.
But if you want to go far, which Make a Vet Sweat's gone pretty far, mm-hmm. You want to take a team, man. It takes a team. It takes a village. And so I have a squad behind me of you know, ass kickers.
Badasses.
You know, some badasses, man. They do things like website. They do things like apparel. They do things like clean up my mess ups. I go and blow it all up, and they're like, let's make this look a lot better, please. So, you know, I would be nothing without my team. You know, I might throw out the ideas. I might lead the charge, be the spokesperson, but, you know, the wheels got to turn and they make a turn. So
you definitely seem like the person that's going to be the executor, right? Yeah. Like when 9/11 happened, next day, boom. When
oh, yeah.
Had the unfortunate events from your friends, next day, boom.
Yep. Yep. I'm more of that guy. I'm the action guy, but. You know, when it comes to nonprofits and legality and bylaws and so many things, I mean, I'm the action guy. You know, I leave all the other stuff to other people.
Yeah. What would you say to, say, the American public in a broader sense that have, maybe they don't have family members that serve, they certainly haven't served, they're just watching the 24-hour news media, getting some misinformation, don't really have a concept of what veterans go through on a day-to-day basis, don't know what soldiers go through. What are some few words you would say to them so they can have some more awareness, more appreciation of the mental health of the vets back home?
Yeah. You know, the few things I would say would say to watch things like American Sniper, you know, and watch a lot of these newer movies because they're doing the right thing by telling true stories. Of what some veterans have gone through, and they've taken a lot of the fake stuff out of it, you know? So, yeah, you know, an American Sniper is one of the best ones to me because the veteran in there gets shot by another veteran who's dealing with PTSD, and it's just so good. So, you know, I would say just watch it. You know, it's really hard for me to kind of talk that out, you know. But, yeah.
So what do you think, like, because you clearly saw that a niche was missed. Do you feel like you're going to be able to like, scale this nationally? Because right now, are you just in, like, Texas area? What's, like, the plan, because it's something that needs to happen nationally. And like, I help, like, I try to tell people, you know, go to your YMCA because they give you a discount. But like, this kind of shit, like building a community around like other veterans, I love that check-in idea, because if you can get a workout buddy, I know like that's going to be huge. Have the accountability, and it's something that you've been through, because that's a big thing that I hear in the VA system. It's like, you're talking to psychologists that went to school for 8-10 years, yeah, and never served, and yeah, it's like, tell me about your problems. It's
yeah,
like, No, that's not how it works.
I'm not going to talk to that person, and that's just the truth. And that's, yeah, and so that was the idea. This nonprofit was completely built with the alpha infantry person mindset, all the way in mind. We don't want to talk to anybody who's not a veteran. We don't want to talk to anyone, you know, at all. We're executioners. We just want to put in work. Mm-hmm. And if that putting in work is better in our body, I've always said that's a great addiction. Get addicted to that. I did see a niche. I saw that fitness, that mental health and fitness completely go together. Oh, yeah. And I also understood that getting out of the military, or even being out of the military for, you know, 6 years or less, typically there's a lot of financial things there that won't allow you to get a full experience of fitness. And I'm going to throw out there a couple of things. CrossFit has a great community, and there are a good amount of veterans there. They do a good job of supporting veterans. But it's hard to find a CrossFit gym that is anything less than $150 a month. Mm-hmm. It has a bill, and that sounds cheap, but it's not cheap to for many veterans and just many people out there, period. So that was my niche, right? Yeah. Again, when I looked at all the other nonprofits and programs, they had ropes and they couldn't put veterans in any gym they wanted to go to. Right? Orange Theory has an awesome community, but that's, you know, if you pay for unlimited, that's about $169, $170. That's not that cheap. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's where the veteran's missing out, because the cheaper gyms typically don't have that community.
Right.
But the goal was to get them involved in the community, you know? So, yeah, so that's what I saw. That was my vision, was how can I get these into any type of gym. And if I can get them in any type of gym, they can be a lot more convenient. And if I can find a way to get, you know, through the app, when I can get that app built the right way, the check-ins are already there. So all veterans are able to check in right now. Okay. But the social aspect of, you know, almost them checking out and almost putting on like a beamer that, hey, nearby 10 miles, you know, at Joe's gym or Iron Volt,
yeah,
you know, or even if I have a veteran that I put in there previously, but still going to that gym. No, oh snap, he's on the app too. It's almost like Snapchat in a way. Okay. How you have the locators. Mm-hmm. I think it's pretty cool. So
you're going to add a dating app to that too?
man, I'll be honest. If you haven't dated a female veteran, you're missing out, bro. Or a male veteran for that fact. Oh. I mean, I'm not going to be biased at all. We're all crazy. The women are the best though. So yeah.
Put that on there, like swipe right, swipe left. You're trying to bodybuild, or you're trying to do some cardio, because everyone's trying to do a marathon.
I guarantee you, though, what's secretly going to happen is more guys are going to get likes.
Yeah. And
well, what happens when you work out? More guys hit on you than girls do, right?
What's your favorite bodybuilding classification? Both female and male. What's the one that you like the most?
Like the division I like to watch?
Yeah, like because there's those different bikini, sport. Yeah. I get them mixed up.
Yeah.
Jared's a little bit better about them.
You know, my actual favorite is women's physique division. Man, those girls go hard. And the reason why, it's like, it's not bodybuilding, right? But it's like, it's not women's bodybuilding, but they still got to get like really, really lean. They still got to lift hella hard. And on like an amateur level, you know, no steroids, you know, no chin hair and mustaches. I like those girls. I like those. I like them right there. That's my style. They're rough.
What were your bodybuilding influences growing up?
So honestly, my bodybuilding influences, are you guys ready for this?
Yes.
Are you ready for this?
I don't know.
Oh, be ready. My bodybuilding influences were WWE wrestlers.
Yes.
Yes. Those motherfuckers were jacked, dude. Yes. They were so jacked. Like, that's who I wanted to be.
Like, what do you want to be?
All of them, dude.
Who's your guy?
My number one, obviously, Hulk, man. Hulk Hogan was a G, dude. And Ric Flair. Oh,
Yeah, shirt off. Man, I loved it. Shawn, I loved them all, man. Rey Mysterio, even, you know, get a little high flyer in there.
You are a big Rey fan. I like Rey Mysterio.
And, you know, I, as a kid, I wasn't into bodybuilding because it was boring. But I was always into action figures, superheroes. I mean, think about the superheroes on cartoons. They're always jacked. Yeah. Hulk is jacked. You know what I mean? And they're all jacked, dude. And so I always wanted to, you know, I always dreamed of that. That was mad cool. But when I got out of the Army is when I first took note of bodybuilding. I watched Generation Iron. I think it was Generation Iron 2. It's on Netflix with Phil Heath and Kai Greene. I was like, oh. Look at Phil Heath, killing it. And then 2015, he had his Phil Heath classic. And I went and watched off the first bodybuilding show that I watched. And after that, I was sold. I was like, Phil Heath, you're the man. I met him, too.
Yeah.
I just met him in March 23rd. I competed in the Phil Heath classic 2019 in Dallas.
Yeah.
And I took second place. I'm not going to comment.
Yes.
Don't ask me any questions about that. Okay. I'll let the pictures tell the story.
Okay. You didn't have a good enough tan? Is that what it was?
No, dude, I had a great tan. I'll tell you, I wasn't feeling great. I do believe that mind-to-muscle connection.
Yeah.
If you're feeling good, you're looking good, right? If you're not feeling good, you're not looking good. I was not feeling good. I'll definitely tell you that. I was stressed out. I had a lot going on. But no, you know, they chose another guy. They had me in a taller division. I was in a class, too, a little bit.
Yeah,
it's 5'9" and I'm 5'7".
Yeah,
right. So those few inches, even though it sounds like a lot when you're comparing you against tall guys, usually taller, a little bit thicker muscles. So,
but you boxed for a while. Like, not only are you just like the muscle, like you can lay it down, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah, even when I was in the Army, I was I boxed for a unit team around the unit and around the base, man, a little division. Boxing tournament where you fight all against all the other units.
All the other units.
Yeah, I box for my unit all the time, and I love boxing. I love it, man.
Yeah. Seeing you with a Tyson shirt. Do you try to get in the boxing gym at all anymore? Have you heard that Mike Tyson's like, I don't box anymore because it makes me into like this animal, like ego animal. All he does is just like smoke weed and keep his like chill.
Yeah, no, you know, he seems like he loves his life. I don't know if you've been paying attention.
He does.
But ever since he popped out in the movie,
Hangover.
Dude, after that, you're like, dude, it was a surprise. It was a little, what the, right?
Yeah.
And then you're like, dude, he's loving his life.
Yeah.
He went out to Vegas.
Yeah.
I've been watching his interviews. He has some really, really good interviews of like the mind of a champion. What does it take for him to come from where he came from to become who he became? And then he has given great interviews about how crazy his life was when he was there.
Yeah.
Dude, I believe it, what you're saying, dude, because, you know, I think, and I find this in bodybuilding, in order to chase the ultimate, you can't be yourself. You have to go deep into like into a dark place where nothing can stop you. It doesn't matter what the ground doesn't even have to be. There could be freaking air. There's nothing that's going to – you're going to find a way to get through this air with no ground. You're going to get to where you got to get. Like, it's like
– I'll levitate.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's going to happen. You know, and to get into that mentality, that means everything around you has to fall apart. And I 110% understand him when he says, man, I can't do it because it takes me to a dark place. Dude, he's a champ.
Yeah,
and he won his fights before he got into a ring, before most of his fights, because he was an animal. And you knew it when you looked in his eyes. Oh, he's an animal. You know what I'm saying? He was ready, man. He was ready.
Guy coming in. James Grace.
Look at Iron
now entering. Now entering.
James, nice to meet you, man.
We're just kind of talking about Mike Tyson kicking ass.
Boss of all bosses.
All right, who's up next? Who's got another one for him?
Spinal.
Keep him going. Keep him going.
Shout out to Dr. James Grace, though. Give the man an introduction.
Oh, there. Dr. James Grace. I don't know. This is kind of funny. We talk about, we like allude to James a lot in the podcast.
Allusions. Right?
Like allusions. Like, oh, you know, we're at this new clinic.
Very tall, handsome man.
I think he knows this story already. I've said it before of like how I walked into the clinic and I was like, so Justin, this is a good story for you, but this is all about Justin over here. I walked in the clinic and, you know, so often in physical therapy, you see just like people doing stuff. You're like, oh, this is weak shit. This is so weak. Just
clams.
Yeah, just clams. And you're like, and not to say that those things are terrible, but like, can we please do something? And I walked in and like people were deadlifting and everything. There's a barbell. And I was like, yeah, this is what I want.
Real strength training.
So, he recently opened up, and then to top it off, to like just further conclude my ideas of wanting to be at this clinic, I was like, man, you know, if I'm going to be under a clinic director, he better be a real ass motherfucker. And just to like top it off, like I'm there for 6 months. He's like, hey, by the way, I opened up like a lifting gym as well. I'm the owner. And you're like, oh, God damn. So these two are you, he's part of your, and how is someone, if someone is also a gym owner,
mm-hmm.
how do they become under the Make a Bet Sweat?
Well, how I believe this worked for you, at least this is the way it was supposed to work, right? you go to the website, you click apply, there should be a gyms link. When you click there should be an application that you go through and you click submit.
It's like, yeah, making me sign in with some stuff.
Yep, and after you submit, you should get an email from my membership director. And she's also my board member, Lisa, and one of my fighters. She's a warrior. And I believe, is that the way it works?
Yeah, they reached out real fast, real quick. I think it was the same or next day. They asked me some questions about the gym, and sort of worked out the details. I mean, within 24 hours, we were a preferred gym.
Dope, man. That's really, really cool.
Hey, I missed it. Are you trying to get outside of Texas?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We that's my number one mission, is to get more national, to help the government that's trying to work with nonprofits, helping veterans in every community.
Awesome.
Absolutely. That's a big time goal, man.
So I missed the chance at it a little bit with your love of wrestling and love of helping veterans. Have you reached out to like Diamond Dallas Page, who does like the specific veteran kind of stuff? The
DDP. I had no idea he does that. What are you talking about?
Listen to Joe Rogan's interview with Diamond Dallas Page. He talks about like he's got one specific veteran he's got a video for, and like this guy was fucking, he was in a wheelchair, couldn't walk, couldn't do nothing. He started him from like mindset, getting him moving on a bed, and now he's like up walking, moving, he's lifting, and like he has this whole program for vets of dealing like, oh, they told you can't move? Let's see what little you can do and then build from there.
Oh, man, that would be great to work with them because that's a continued build.
Mm-hmm.
Right, build from there, and now let's get into a gym, and you know, we'll pay for that gym membership, right? You keep going, we'll keep paying. Yeah, that's a great opportunity. I will reach out to him today.
Yeah. He does yoga, tomorrow. Right? Yeah. DDP yoga?
DDP. He doesn't do just yoga.
It's DDP yoga, yeah. Legit yoga, man. I believe it's like hard rock yoga type. It's like intense. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Yeah, so how I found you, you know, just opened the gym, and an Army veteran myself, I wanted to reach out to the community and see what we could do, and I had this great idea. I was bouncing ideas off my wife one night. We decided, you know, there's a million 5Ks out there and everything like that, right? And we used to be like jump rope or hard walk or this and that. We thought we should have a lift-a-thon. So I got on, I Googled, you know, the local non-for-profits that helping out vets. I saw Make a Vet Sweat. I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Make a Vet Sweat.
I checked it out and I was like, this is perfect. This is perfect. So I originally reached out saying like, hey, help me organize this lift-a-thon, right? So we can raise money for y'all, get more vets sweating.
Yeah.
And that's when she's like, I was actually tooling around all the website and everything. I found it. Like, yeah, we're going to become
When is the lift-a-thon?
Let's talk about that. It hasn't been organized. We're going back and forth.
That's organizing. What do you mean? Do you have your calendar?
Yeah, execution. What are you doing? I think it'd be cool. Cool pull on podcast. That's the best way to advertise it.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Lift-a-thon. Yeah. Right. Bring some people down. Right. Like you got your bodybuilding thing. It. Bring on the power. The people that want to fucking.
Yeah, we were thinking about it. You can't do like, you know, what do they do? You know, $10 a mile or something like that for a 5K. We have to do like
a penny.
0.01 cents per pound.
Yeah.
You get a lifter in there and they'll lift 12,000-14,000 pounds in a workout, right?
Yeah.
So like trying to figure out the details on it. But I've been exchanging emails with volunteers trying to see how to work it out. So I've never done an event like this. But I got the perfect spot for it.
There you go.
Yeah, Iron Vault.
Yeah, Iron Vault Gym, baby.
So let's, you know, probably, I don't know what you're thinking timeline. What are you thinking timeline wise? Like?
I mean, it really depends because when I reach out, I understand most of your folks are volunteers. And
so yeah, we're all 100% volunteer force.
That's crazy.
I got to respect their time. And we're ready to go. We can spread the word fast. We just need to set a date.
So
figure out logistically how people make pledges.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want people going around with a legal pad saying, I promise your money's going to go to this. It's got to be legit, right?
Yeah. And you know what? We actually have ways that you can fundraise for us. This is great for a podcast. You can fundraise for us via social media where you don't have to walk around with a pad. And you can actually just send a link. And it would go straight to Make Invest for that nonprofit. And we could track individually, so we could call it the Lift-a-thon, and whether it's teams or individual person, they could fundraise and make that happen. I think that's a really, really great idea.
This is why I need someone like you. I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh man, but that's how I started, dude.
Yeah,
right. I mean, just talking about it.
That story is crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, there you go. You promo code DuckLegsit, so it's all. Another them right there.
And what are your social media channels?
At Make a Vet Sweat, Make a Vet Sweat on Facebook, and for the personal, the bodybuilding show is MAVS, so Make a Vet Sweat in acronym, because Army likes acronyms for everything, so MAVS Charity Classic, which is 100% charity, bodybuilding show, and that is in Austin. This year, it'll be August 10th at the Westin Domain Hotel, what's so cool about that day is we also have a gala that evening. So everything's at the West End at 5 p.m. I stop the bodybuilding show at 7:30. We start serving salads.
Yeah.
James Bond theme.
Yes.
I have the Buffalo Soldiers. I have an awesome speech coming from a JP in Houston. He's a great singer. He's an amputee, a veteran from Iraq. A great story he has. And it's an awesome, flag folding event. A lot of great stuff. To include, we have a casino, whole casino that evening. So it's a great fundraising day if you want to fundraise, help me with my mission, and ultimately give access to veterans to stay active instead of opioids or taking the wrong route. So. And then also my last, if you ever want to check me out, Justin Bowflex. Bohannon on Facebook or Justin Bowflex.
You need a trainer.
You might need a trainer, man.
Favorite tag team champion of all time?
Bushwhack Brothers.
Big Bushwhack.
Yeah, man, that's old school.
Yes.
Oh, how about yours? What are yours?
So I was new school. I came up in the tables, ladders, and chairs era. So okay. I'm going to go Hardy
Brothers. Hardy Brothers. That's what I was waiting for.
Yeah, yeah. Those boys were.
I'm surprised you didn't go Dudley Boys.
But I was a Hardy Boys man.
Okay. All right.
Brothers. I liked I think it only happened like one or two times, but when Kane and The Undertaker went together, they.
Yeah.
They were brothers.
There.
Boom! Oh, yeah. The Guerrero brothers?
The Guerrero brothers.
Yes. Yes. Boom.
Yeah, man. They're fun, man. We talk about my favorite growing up. These
guys are cool. Dink and Doink. Little Nate Diaz right there. Get off of that. I'll go down to him with Nate.
We'll quickly go down the rabbit hole. right. Last, or not, maybe not last wrestling question, but another wrestling question. Favorite signature move?
Ooh.
Or if you could steal somebody's signature move.
Ooh. Oh, if I could steal one.
So when Make a Vet Sweats put on like a professional wrestling championship match, that's going to happen.
This is definitely happening.
You know, I would have to go with the Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yes, stunners.
The stunner was just, like, I still want to do that right now. Like, that's the way to do it, man.
And how good is The Rock at selling the stunner?
Oh, my goodness. The Rock was good.
The Rock, you didn't ask me this, but you did ask me this. I didn't say that, but The Rock is probably my all-time favorite person all around, not just wrestling. Like, just all around, he's pretty awesome,
and he's really come up crazy. Highest paid actor last year,
yeah.
Probably our next president,
probably. I'd believe if the Rock versus Donald Trump,
oh, he would dominate, bro.
We know which one can sell us better.
That's true. I'm pretty sure I know who'd win in a wrestling match as well.
It'd be real funny to watch, dude. You know that?
That'd be great.
That'd be such a threat.
That'd be great.
Like, everybody else is no threat. He's like, yeah.
Hey, your gear on your website, like the shirts, we were talking about, and I've always thought this about yours, and we did a little promo with the shirts and everything for raising money for something, but your products are a pretty low price. Do you like, I don't want to say, like,
should we raise margin.
I want to buy everything on here. These are great prices. But this is a way to donate, right? You guys do get a little bit of this. This is,
yeah.
I almost don't believe that you get any money from some of these prices. This is so good.
Yeah, and that's kind of the thought, man. I mean, it's, you know, well, we want to raise money.
$24. Yeah, I don't think I can go to Walmart and get that for $24.
Fair. And you know, it's great quality. But you know what? You're right. After this show, that's going to be $35. You're like, damn it, I can only get one shirt now. And that limits my marketing ability if you're only wearing one shirt. You know, if you're wearing a bunch of shirts on a regular basis and wearing a tank top on a run and, you know, this at the gym, you know, people are asking questions.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at marketing, to me, it makes more sense to make it affordable.
Push them out there.
So it gets pushed out there because this isn't – the goal is not – and this is what I explained to people in the very beginning. The goal is not to become a merchandise store. Dude, we're using merchandise to market and push the message of beating PTSD, continue to move forward. And you know, speak, dude. I mean, having this arm makes you talk.
Right. Yeah.
Dude, let's beat PTSD. You have to say something. Mm-hmm. That's the goal, man, is to talk and push forward, man. So
on page one, Tyler.
Click page two, bro.
Page two. Boom. I got that one right there.
Yeah, that red shirt is awesome, man.
That red shirt is pretty sweet. These fit really. I mean, you're a professional bodybuilder, right? You ain't gonna put out a product that just like fits on you super sloppy,
bruh. So I'm not even gonna take credit. I'll take credit for the design, the idea, the colors, and what I was looking for. But again, man, I have a team of hawks, man, a team of killers, man. And they take care of this, dude. That's a Lululemon t-shirt. Do you see that, bro?
I do see
Lululemon
that.
T-shirt and a Lululemon tank top, dog.
It's affordable Lululemon gear.
Bro, crazy. If that's affordable, I don't know. I don't price me.
They're doing all right.
But yeah, those quality of t-shirt is Lululemon. I mean, that's just quality, man. I bought that t-shirt. And I wore it all day and got really, really drunk and then went straight to the club. I just changed my pants. I didn't change my shirt because it's Lululemon,
right?
it like absorbs bad smells. Like if I was sweating, it got dry really quick. I kept on. I just changed my pants, changed my shoes, and I was at the dance club on Rock Rose.
Ready.
Hey, everybody else was sweating. I was dry.
That's
the best promo for a t-shirt I've ever heard.
Kept it rolling, man, all day. And I probably still didn't watch it. You know what I mean?
3 days later, shirt goes back on.
Febreze, no joke. It has Febreze built in it. So just
took it off in the car. Craig sit over the passenger seat and board the gym the next day.
There you go.
All day, definitely.
I see you rocking these shorts
all the time
on Instagram. Hey, well, so listeners know, what's the is that a 4-inch? Is that seven or four?
That's
4-inch. That's a
4-inch. Silkies. Yeah, so it's not even like cotton, polyester. No, that's silk. So it's like it feels great. Number one, I'll tell you right now, all of you should get a pair for yourself, but don't even wear them because you know who's going to wear them. Your girlfriend's going to wear them every single night. They're going to love them, dude. So you buy it for yourself.
But really,
it's to see your girl in those, and you're like, that, you know, you've been doing squats. You got motivated. You've been.
it's no accident. Those are like army PT shorts.
It's no accident, dude. There's no accident. I mean, they just look good. They just make your legs look good, make your butt look good, you know, all around.
Hey, if someone's like super motivated from listening, it's like, God, this dude's cool as shit.
Yeah, man.
I want to go donate some money.
Yeah, man.
What do you think is the best way for someone to immediate impact?
Oh, immediate impact.
It's just the website. Donate.
Go right to the website, hit donate, makeavetsweat.org, click the donate button. You have different options. You can even donate in memory of. And what's really cool is all the in memory ofs, I write them out in a nice, neat way. And we have them hung up at our gala. So your memory stays on, and we like to honor everybody, whoever donates and thinks about us. That's really a big deal for us.
Yeah, look at that. Great.
Yeah. Tell us a story, you know, love a good story.
So where we started off with this, let's wrap it up with this. Where do you envision things going next year, 2 years? Is it the Mavs Classic's going to get bigger? You want to get into more gyms? Where is this thing going? Are you trying to do more diversity, or you like where you're at and you're going to go? What's going to happen in the next?
Make a Vet Sweat will always fund gym memberships as our mission.
Yeah,
for veterans, the goal is to help veterans nationwide. Our biggest need right now is I think I've declined 500 veterans from January 1st who live outside of Texas. And the reason why is because we only have funds for a certain amount of veterans. So it's raising the funds and helping veterans across the nation that are asking for help. They're asking for help. They heard of us. They see us. They know we help. We fund gym memberships for whatever reason, financial crisis. Or you just want to work out somewhere that's just want to work out here. It's quite expensive. We want to get you there. And so, yeah, that's if you want to help in this world, where are we going? We're pushing across the nation and helping every single one of the veterans ask. Dope, man. This is cool being here, man. Sharing my story to all the listeners. Thank you guys for listening if you made it this far.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Justin, for coming in. I've personally heard your story, I don't know, 5-10 times, somewhere around there. And every time it still has like a certain way, right? Every time it finds its way through a certain crevice. I know I can see it in your eyes when you say it. You know, I don't know how many times you've had to say it, but you can tell that it still has that fire inside of you. So I know whether someone's heard this for the third time or for the first time or for the 50th time, some bit of it is going to grasp in some sort of way. So that's awesome to see that, to feel that, to experience that. And thank you again for coming in, man.
Yeah, man. Thank you guys all for having me.